It's Monday, March 26th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump is preparing to expel dozens of Russian diplomats from the U.S. in response to the nerve agent poisoning of a former Russian spy in the U.K., reports Bloomberg.com. Karen McDougal, the 46-year-old former Playboy playmate who alleges she had a 10-month-long affair with Donald Trump beginning in June 2006, says she was in love with the then-reality television star with whom she was intimate, quote, dozens of times, end quote. Exodus 20:14 says, "You shall not commit adultery." Chai Feldblum is a radical lesbian extremist who has long advocated for the supremacy of the rights of the sexually perverted, especially when it comes to conflicts with Christians. In fact, her views are so extreme that she said that she could not imagine a situation where the constitutionally guaranteed right of religious liberty would prevail in a legal case over the interests of homosexuals, reports the National Organization for Marriage. Incredibly, President Donald Trump has nominated Feldblum to a key civil rights post, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, where she will have the power to help shape federal law to make homosexual transgender rights superior to the rights of everyone else, especially people of Christian faith. Trump's nomination is especially troubling because he's promised that his administration would do everything in its power to protect the religious liberty rights of people of faith. Please sign the petition opposing the confirmation of this radical lesbian extremist. We have linked to it in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The U.S. Navy turned down the application of an atheist chaplain, Dr. Jason Heap of the United Coalition of Reason, to serve in the Navy Chaplain Corps. The move comes after 43 members of Congress signed a letter warning that the very definition of what it means to be a chaplain is at stake, reports the Christian Post. David Hogg, a survivor of the Parkland, Florida school shooting at the hands of alleged gunman Nicholas Cruz, advocated for gun control on Saturday at the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., before 15,000 young people.
When politicians say that your voice doesn't matter because the NRA owns them, we say no more. When politicians send their thoughts and prayers with no action, we say no more. And to those politicians supported by the NRA that allow the continued slaughter of our children and our future, I say, get your resumes ready. Today is the beginning of spring, and tomorrow is the beginning of democracy.
You can watch his 4-minute speech in a link in our transcript at theworldview.com. Hogg made no mention of the armed police officer at Great Mills High School in Maryland, who killed a gunman on March 20th after the 17-year-old injured a male and a female student. Few are happy with the budget-busting omnibus bill which President Trump signed into law on Friday. Stay tuned for my Worldview special report, including audio from the president, Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi, and Republican Senator Rand Paul immediately following today's newscast. And finally, remember the movie entitled Unbroken? Directed by Angelina Jolie, it only told the first half of the story of Olympic gold medalist Louis Zamperini, who was shot down during World War II and survived a torturous Japanese prisoner of war camp. Coming to theaters October 5th, a new film entitled Unbroken, Path to Redemption will tell the second half of his story after he returned to America, trusted in Christ at a 1949 Billy Graham crusade in Los Angeles, and ultimately forgave his Japanese torturers in person years later. In the film, the late Billy Graham is portrayed by his grandson Will. Watch the movie trailer in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Both Unbroken films are based on the Laura Hillenbrand New York Times bestseller, Unbroken, A World War II Story of Survival. Colossians 3:13 commands that Christ followers should forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Have you signed up for our D.C. Bible Family Conference yet? Only 6 days left to take advantage of the early registration deadline by March 31st. Join the Generations team in Washington, D.C. for the Bible Family Conference on August 10th and 11th with guest speakers Ken Ham, Ray Comfort, and Steve Green of Hobby Lobby and founder of the Museum of the Bible. Plus, attend enlightening Christian historical tours in our nation's capital. Build your family on the rock. Go to generations.org. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, March 26th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump grudgingly signed a $1.3 trillion federal spending measure Friday and averted a midnight government shutdown, but only after undercutting his own negotiators and setting off a mini panic with a last-minute veto threat, reports the Associated Press.
As a matter of national security, I've signed this omnibus budget bill. There are a lot of things that I'm unhappy about in this bill. There are a lot of things that we shouldn't have had in this bill, but we were, in a sense, forced, if we want to build our military, we were forced to have. But I say to Congress, I will never sign another bill like this again. I'm not going to do it again. Nobody read it. It's only hours old. $1.3 trillion. It's the second largest ever. And I'm calling on Congress to give me a line item veto for all government spending bills.
Trump said he was, quote unquote, very disappointed in the package, in part because it did not fully pay for his planned border wall with Mexico and did not extend protection from deportation to some 700,000 Dreamer immigrants due to lose coverage under a program the president himself has moved to eliminate. Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader of the House, commented on the sheer size of the 2,232-page bill and confessed that one quarter of it was comprised of earmarks, which is code language for largely wasteful pork barrel spending.
A bill that is it's one yard high. About half of it is the bill, and a quarter of it are earmarks, and another quarter are report language.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky appeared on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Live and took issue with the Republicans who voted for the omnibus bill and with the president for signing it.
As far as the content of the bill, this could have been written by President Obama and liberal Democrats. When I ran in 2010, when we had that Tea Party tidal wave, we were opposed to President Obama's spending, and we were opposed to President Obama's trillion-dollar deficits. This bill will give us a trillion-dollar deficit this year. When the Republicans are out of power, when they're in the minority, they are the conservative party. But then when they get in the majority, there is no conservative party. Democrats don't care about spending any of the time. The unholy alliance between Republicans and Democrats is this. Republicans are not fiscally conservative on the military. Democrats say, we'll give you the military spending if you give us the domestic spending. My goal is to say that we should be for balanced budgets, limited spending, less debt, and we should be for reading the bills.
Beyond the massive spending increase, perhaps equally disturbing is the fact that the omnibus bill contains another $500 million of taxpayer funding for the murder giant Planned Parenthood, which killed 300,000 babies in the womb last year, reports the Washington Free Beacon. Terry Schilling, executive director of the American Principles Project, rightly complained, saying, quote, it's hard for the pro-life base to look at a bill like the omnibus that fully funds Planned Parenthood and is chock full of other broken promises and not come away completely disgusted with the Republican Party, end quote. Indeed, too many Republicans have broken their promises. Matthew 5:37 has a simple warning. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. This has been a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.